There was once a story of a pope who wanted a portrait of God. So he called all the artisans of Rome. He told them that whoever could perfectly portray God on canvas would receive a papal award. The artisans gathered inside the Vatican workroom, and each one started to paint a portrait of God. They worked on their masterpieces for several months, except for one painter named Giuseppe. Being old, Giuseppe would fall asleep in front of his canvas while thinking how he would paint God. Finally, the time came when the Pope would judge their paintings. His Holiness toured the large gallery and looked at each painting beside its artist. God was represented in many ways: an old loving man, a shepherd, a king on a throne, a crucified, a dove, and several other ways. Yet, to the surprise of all, the Pope was not satisfied with any of the portrait. While the Pope rested on a corner, he heard Giuseppe snoring in front of his canvas. He went to the old painter and saw the empty canvas in front of him. "This is it," the Pope exclaimed. "This is the perfect portrayal of God." The cardinals, bishops, and all the artisans gathered around His Holiness, holding the canvas with nothing painted on it. "Your Holiness, the canvas is empty and it has no portrait of God," the cardinals told him. "Exactly," the Pope said. "That is how God looks like. Indescribable." My brothers and sisters, today the whole church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three divine persons, yet one God. A lot of people, especially those who belong to other religions, found it difficult to decipher the essence of the Holy Trinity. They would ask questions like, "How come three and yet one?" Or, "Why won't they just be defined as three, having three different personalities?" My dear friends, according to a Jesuit theologian, Father John Chambers, he said, "Sometimes the Old Testament spoke of God like a son or like a lover's spirit, but the emphasis was always one. Then Jesus came into our world. Jesus was more explicit. Jesus seemed to equal himself to God, but he still spoke of God as his Father. And Jesus seemed to equal his Spirit to God, but he still did not say that he has God's Spirit. In fact, it wasn't until 300 or 400 years later, after much discussion, deliberation, discernment, and prayer, that the ecumenical councils of the Church finally made it clear that God is three in one. Only 400 years after Jesus was the truth taught with certitude that God is Trinity. What is very important in our celebration of this Trinity Sunday is not about defining its dogma, But the importance of our celebration today is that we shall understand the very essence and attribute of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is mercy. Pope Francis, in the year 2016, once declared that the name of God is mercy. At the same time, Pope Francis declared 2016 as the year of mercy and compassion. And this essence of God being merciful is even confirmed by Jesus himself when he revealed to his servant, Saint Sister Faustina, the Apostle of the Divine Mercy. In her diary, Saint Sister Faustina recorded all the messages of Jesus, which concerns mostly on God being a merciful Savior rather than a just judge.